Blog Talk Radio.
Church, hallelujah, we are the church together. Amen. Welcome everyone, welcome on this last Sunday, this fifth Sunday of April 2023. Glory to God, hallelujah. Pastor Mom sitting here looking bright and shiny. Amen. Welcome everyone, Pastor Mom, and open us up in a word of prayer.
Welcome to everyone this morning, and Lord's Spirit.
Amen.
Let's start
with prayer. Mm-hmm. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come,
thy will
be done
on earth
as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us, our debt,
as we forgive us
our debt,
and lead us not,
into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine
is
the power and the glory forever. Amen. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of hands. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Glory to God. It's good to be here this morning. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 100, and let's read Psalm 100 together. And you know, when we get to after verse 5, we sing that verse. Amen. So let's read Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Let's do that again. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Let's go to our Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34, hallelujah. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. And that's in the King James, and we're going to read that together. Psalm 34, verses 1, 2, and 3. Amen. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. As we get ready to go into our pearls to ponder, I was kind of laughing here because I perceive that so many of you were singing that song with us today, the Psalm 100 and verse 5 song. Thank you for singing that with us this morning. Praise God. Amen. Now let's go into our pearls to ponder today. Hallelujah. You know that the Lord has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his name, his character, and his nature. And so he has given us one of his names, character, and nature one per month. And so we have been just meditating on it and pondering on it. That's why we call it pearls to ponder. So he is the pearl of great price. His word is our pearl that we're pondering on. And this particular month, the month of April, we've been pondering on the fact that he is the great and terrible God. You know, not very many people think of him as being terrible, but there are so many scriptures that talk about him being great and terrible, mighty and terrible, and the things that he does as a terrible God. So this is the last one for this month, and so we're going to read a few scriptures. I think I have about four scriptures here about it. Maybe three or four scriptures, and it's just such a blessing to think about God as being this great and terrible, this mighty and terrible God. Amen. Jeremiah 20 and verse 11. Jeremiah 20 and verse 11 says, "But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore, my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, and they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten." Now, that's a mighty, terrible God right there. And when we have persecutors, those who come after us, try to torment us, you know, and I'm thinking about even where we live at the Heritage House here in St. Louis, there's some guys that are trying to, they're persecutors, they're trying to torment the people here, and they shall stumble. They shall not prevail in the name of Jesus. And what's going on is that cars are being broken into in the parking lot in the middle of the night. And even just last week, 7 cars were broken into in one night. People were yelling out the windows at these guys to tell them to go. And they weren't going right away. And the police came, and then they ran. But we believe that our mighty, terrible God will cause those persecutors, cause those ones that came here and tried to torment this place, breaking out car windows, stealing things, that they will stumble and fall and pay. And we also pray for their salvation. We claim them as an inheritance. Hallelujah. For God's use and his glory, in Jesus' name. Go on, Zephaniah 2:11. Zephaniah 2:11 says, "The Lord will be terrible unto them, for he will famish all the gods of the earth, and men shall worship him, every one from his place, even all the isles of the heathen." Come on, somebody. That's a great and terrible God. That's a mighty and terrible God. I'm going to read it from the Amplified, the same one, Zephaniah 2:11. "The Lord will be terrifying and awesome to them, and he will starve all the gods of the earth, and all the coastlands of the nations will bow down and worship him, everyone from his own place." Hallelujah. Amen. So the Lord will be terrifying and awesome to those who mess with us, and to all of the gods of the earth. They will starve. And the main God that I'm looking at that will starve, the God of abortion, that God will starve because he was fed. That God was fed the blood of millions and millions and millions of children over the past 50 years. And by the Spirit of the Lord, he will starve. By the Spirit of the terrible and awesome God, the terrifying and awesome God, those gods will starve in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And the nations will bow down and worship him. No, I'm not preaching today. We have 3 wonderful preachers today. But this word just stood out to me. And this is our last day of looking at pondering the Lord as being the terrible, great and terrible, the awesome and terrible, the mighty and terrible God. Psalm 99, verse 3 says, "Let them praise thy great and terrible name. It is holy." Hallelujah. So we can't get it twisted. If man is terrible, there doesn't seem to be a holiness that comes with that terribleness. But God is great and terrible, and he's holy. Glory to God. And the last one is Psalm 68 and verse 35. Oh, Psalm 68, verse 35. "Oh, God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places." Look at him. He's terrible, but he is in his holy places. "The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God." Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. So You know, we need a great and awesome and mighty and terrible God. There's things that's going on that you can't mess with those things just willy-nilly, just doing a little bit here and a little bit there. You got to go at it full force. Hallelujah. Him being a terrible God, the mighty God, the awesome God, hallelujah, who take care of business for us. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And now we're going to hear this song, Great and Terrible God. We've been listening to this all month. This is one of the best great and terrible. There's not very many out there, but about God being great and terrible. And it was done by a song by Jimmy D. Thomas. Now, he got a little African accent, but this is a good song. Oh, and the thing about him, he says, I won't be afraid. He said, I won't be afraid. So when God is awesome and terrible, when he's mighty and terrible, when he does things that are just so terrible, he tears up stuff. But we can be at peace knowing that he is our God, that he loves us. Hallelujah. And so we don't have to be afraid while he's doing what he's doing. We just stay prayerful. Amen. And claim souls for the kingdom of God. Amen. Here's a great and terrible God.
With fire in your eyes, what a wonder you are. What a wonder you are. You build the earth and roof it with the heavens. No pillar, no wall. No pillar, no wall. You speak in thunder and flood with yachts of fire. How terrible you are.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Great and terrible God. So when there are things going on, we feel like we don't have any control over it. The enemy's trying to run roughshod over us. We have a great and terrible God, a mighty and terrible God, an awesome and terrible God who knows how to take care of business. Hallelujah. Amen. And take care of us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's our pearls to ponder. Great, awesome, mighty, terrible God. So ponder on that this week. Amen. Knowing that that he'll take care of us. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's go on to our declaration. Hallelujah. There's some things that we need to put out in the atmosphere and to say, to cause things to line up by his spirit in the name of Jesus. Now, Job 22 and 28 says, Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're declaring, we're decreeing, we're knowing that God is God. Hallelujah. And when we declare and decree his word, oh my goodness. Now, Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. So when we declare and decree, we're declaring and decreeing God's word. We're not saying out loud what a piece of our mind. We're not doing that. But we're going straight to the word of God and declaring and decreeing it into the atmosphere, because that's what's going to stand forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So repeat after me. Amen. And, you know, we're always fully engaged. So when we speak it out with our mouth and then we put our faith with that, oh my, then we got something that's really going on here. And then, okay, we're saying this together. The word of God says one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000, three will put 100,000. Well, it's an L, and four will put 1,000,000. So if you need these declarations to, and you do, whether you know it or not, you need these, that we all need these declarations to take care of things in our lives. Amen. So repeat after me. I effect and enforce God's original plan and purposes over and against the plans and purposes of the enemy. Yes. So God's plans, they're going to be over and above the enemy. And that's from Daniel 6, verses 1 through 28. Continue to repeat. Christ has redeemed me.
Christ has redeemed me.
From the curse of the law.
From the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness or disease
to
come upon my body.
Every disease,
germ,
allergy,
allergic reaction, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. And that's from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Hallelujah. Continue to repeat. Great is the peace, children, and my children's children. For they are taught of the Lord. That's Isaiah 54 and 13. Amen. And that's like, that's a generational declaration. Like we were saying, his mercy endures to all generations. And as we declare and decree, the peace of God, great peace on our children, our children's children. Hallelujah. That's generational declarations. So we thank God for our declarations this morning. Hallelujah. Let's go into some praise and worship this morning. I was you know, just talking to the Lord this morning and seeing what we wanted to hear this morning. And he had a word this morning. This is not only praise and worship, but this is a word for us for this week. Glory to God. And I'm praying that and believing it will not just be this week, but it's extend out in the name of Jesus. Amen. And it's called Miracles This Week by Anthony Brown. And you know, we do not own the rights to this. Amen. So Miracles This Week. Hallelujah.
Tell your neighbor, you're looking at one. You're looking at one. You're looking at one. You have no idea what God has brought me out of. You can't even tell when you look at me. I've been in a season of miracles. This is...
This week will be a week for miracles.
Hallelujah. Your miracle is on the way. Hallelujah. Did you get chills all up and down your back and your arms and back of your neck and everything? Hallelujah. Your miracle is on the way. Hallelujah. Some of you are experiencing the miracles already. Hallelujah. And then, you know, when you get the miracle, respond to the miracle. First, respond before you see it if you haven't seen it yet. And that's to praise God for the miracle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the miracles, even in advance, before we, hallelujah, before we feel it, before we taste it, before we even perceive it. We thank you for the miracles. And then God is doing miracles. He's done miracles. Go back and thank him for the miracles that you know that he's done already. Hallelujah. He's a miracle working God. Amen. Amen. And then, hallelujah, then the miracles that you're expecting, that we're expecting, we're thanking God for them even right now in the name of Jesus, just like we just saw them, just like we're rolling in it, we're living in it, we're thanking him already for it. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, let's go to our finances. We're going to pray over our finances. We're going to have a song, and then we're going to hear from our guest church today. Amen. Memphis Covenant Faith is in the house. Hallelujah. Pastor Helen Price is here. Minister Joy is here. Minister Amber is here. I'm so excited about them being here today. Hallelujah. I know we're going to hear good word from the Lord. Amen. Through each and every one of them. Glory to God. Let's go on to our finances and pray over our finances. We've seen God do some things with our finances. You know, I was saying last week, I didn't realize I have a warranty on my tire. And when the tire went flat, the warranty rose up. Thank you, Lord God. And that was taken care of. And it didn't cost, well, it cost a whole lot less than I thought it was going to cost. And then there was a piece of equipment that was not working properly here in our house. And, you know, the Lord said, just contact them. And so because the equipment is like probably about $500, and I contacted them and told them. Now, we've had it for about almost 3 years now, or almost 2 years. And it was a one-year warranty on that one. And so I told them what was going on. We did a trouble check on it, and they said, ma'am, we're going to send you another one today. Hallelujah. That's how God does things. Amen. And he takes care of us as we commit our finances to him. So repeat this prayer after me. Yeah, we're doing a lot of repeating. And then we're doing it together, and it's blessing us more than we even know right now. So repeat after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances to you. Be in charge of them and use them for your purpose.
May I be
a good steward
of all that you give me.
And walk
in total agreement
as to how to spend it.
Help me
to remember
that all I have
belongs to you.
Help me
to make good decisions
as to how I spend.
May I always
be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen,
lost,
devoured,
destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply
it. So what I have and what I make will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not
be
anxious about finances,
but will seek
your kingdom first,
knowing
that as I do,
I will have all
I need.
As I sow
my blessing seed,
I name my seed,
and remember,
that it's harvest time.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Now, there are several ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We do have a Cash App. Our Cash App is $. Amen. And I see that people have already placed their tithes and offerings on that this morning. God bless you. God bless you. And then there is Zelle. Zelle seems to be up and running more now than it used to be. People are using it more, I should say. And our Zelle is 973-951-9921. Our Zelle is 973-951-9921. You can also give at the door if you're in the Heritage House. We're at 2E. You can slide an envelope under the door, knock on the door. Hallelujah. We're at 2E. And then you can also mail it. And you can make your check or money order payable to ESLCCC. And that's 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We praise you. We bless your holy. We bless your mighty. We bless your awesome and terrible name, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now for those who are tithing. Amen. Giving that 10%. You said in Malachi chapter 3, if we would just try you on this, test you on this, that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. So we thank you for it right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then on top of that, you said you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. Hallelujah. That our money will not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. We give you praise for that, Lord. And now, Lord, we thank you for the givers. You said in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosoms. For the givers, Lord God, hallelujah, that you're just blessing them right now in Jesus' name. And then, Lord God, we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11, which says that you would bless us and make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, and bless us as you have promised us. And so we give you glory, honor, and praise for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I haven't talked about the wealth transfer in a while. It's still going on. It's still going on. So make sure that you are giving. Make sure that you are tithing that 10%. Make sure you're doing that so that the Lord can bless you accordingly. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, you guys, I think everybody that's here has heard the Memphis Covenant Faith Church with us. And we're just so blessed to have them today. Also want to say I see a few people on the line that we haven't seen for a little while. First, I welcome everyone, as Pastor Mom did earlier. I just want to say hello to Miss Crockett. Good to see you this morning online. Amen. Good to see you, Miss Queen. Sister Crockett, Sister Queen. Good to see you all this morning. Good to see you, Sister Monica. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So good to see each and every one of you this morning. Hallelujah. And I'll go down the line, with the numbers that I know. Sister Debbie, good to see you. Minister Rachel and family, God bless you all. Our Memphis Covenant Faith is in the house. Hallelujah. Amen. So Minister Faye, glory to God. And then thank you, Lord, to Joanne. Glory to God. So good to see all of you here this morning from all over the place, New Jersey, Indiana. Praise God. Memphis, Tennessee. Good to see you all here this morning. Amen. So we want to play one more song, Worship the Lord, and then we're going to have the Memphis Covenant Faith Church come. They're a blessing to us. And I think everybody knows Pastor Price, but just in case you don't know, Pastor Price is the founder of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church over 30 years ago. She founded this church, and now she has another church in Memphis. Amen. And so she's going to be preaching, and all of them are anointed, her daughters, Minister Joy, Minister Amber. And so we're going to play a song that we all like. Goodness of God by C.C. Winans. And then after you hear that, the next voice you will hear is Pastor Helen Price. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
The goodness of God.
Welcome, Pastor Price.
I have to take, I was waiting on, I didn't know you were going to cut the song short. I was waiting for that last part of that song, you know. Glory to God. God, glory to God. Thank you. I had to take my mute off. God bless you, Apostle. God bless you. Not short, but, you know, I know that's a good place to have stopped it, too, but I thank God for it. What a wonderful, wonderful song. I love that song. I see she whining. Glory to God. And Lord willing, she'll be here in Memphis next week. I praise God for that. So I thank God for being here, Apostle. Thank you. I want to thank God for you and for Pastor Mom this morning. Thank God to hear you, Mom. I give glory to God for the prayers that you prayed this morning. And I just love you, Mom, and give glory to God for you. I love you too, Apostle, and all of the precious saints. Apostle, I want to thank God for being in service once again with you all on this fifth Sunday. And I thank God, and I'm so blessed and so honored to be with you all. I'm just blessed and honored that we, as our church, can be with you. And I thank God today for, even now, for Joy and Amber, who will first come with a word that the Lord has laid up on their heart. We follow that pattern, and the Lord has said to have my daughters, even in our service, to minister. They minister every single Sunday and on date night. And I worship God for that and give him glory for their obedience unto him. And then I come with the word by the Spirit of God. Apostle, when you said, when you played the song, and one of the last songs that you played, and in that song, you said...
Excuse me a second. Change your position on your phone because I can barely hear you.
Okay. All righty. Let me see.
Okay.
Let me see now. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's better.
Okay, thank you. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. Hold on just one second. Hello. Okay. I had to make sure I get this position and so I can be able to use it. Thank God for that. So I want to thank God that you said when you got ready to play one of the songs that you said that it was a specific song that God has spoken to your heart about, that he actually spoke to your heart about that particular song. And I knew then, I knew that God was going to give a confirmation of what he was going to have for me to speak in particular today, and it was truly a confirmation. Thank you, Joy. It was truly a confirmation of what God had spoke to my heart on ministry today. So I thank God for you, Apostle, and I thank God for being here in service with you all today. And I pray that you can be able to hear me and hear me clearly today. My phone, I've been having that lately where sometimes it seems to be having some problems, so I thank God for it. And thank God for no problems in Jesus' name. So we want to thank God. I was really blessed to hear this morning that I often think about you, Sister Crawford, that you were on the line today, and I was just thankful.
Crockett,
not Crawford. I thought you said Crawford.
If I said Crawford, I meant.
Oh, no, you did say Crockett. You really did. So I just thank God.
Okay.
I looked at it. That's what I'm saying Crawford out of my mouth, but it's Sister Crockett and Sister Queen and Monica. Thank God for each one of you that are on the line today, as well as all of the precious saints in their respective places today. So I thank God. I give glory and praise and honor to God for each one of you today. And so today, as we begin, as always, we have Joy to begin with the first word that God has laid upon her heart today. Then Amber will come, and then I'll come with the word. We won't be so long. It's succinct. My brother has a program. Our brother, Pastor Herbert, they have a service, and it's called the Point Christian Center. And they can come to the point quicker. I mean, they don't tarry. They just come to the point. So we thank God today by his Spirit that he'll have us to come to the point and be able to minister by his Spirit today. So we give glory to God. Father God, as we began to come into this particular part of the service, you told us in your word to trust in you with all our hearts, to lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways to acknowledge you, and you would direct our path. Well, we truly acknowledge you in this service today. We praise you and thank you today, kind Heavenly Father, that you would speak to us and through us, and that your word today will go forth by your Spirit, unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces. And Lord God, that you would speak to us, let us not be the same. Lord God, speak a word to our hearts and to our minds that will change our lives and motivate us to go forward in all that you have called for us to do. Well, our eyes are upon you. We're looking to you today. Have your way. You have an agenda today, Father God. You have something that you want to speak to your people, Lord God. And today is April the 30th, Lord God, of 2023. That number 4 is the number of supernatural, because there were 4 men in that fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There was a 4th man in there, and somebody said that 4 is the number for supernatural. And on this last day of April, it's the 30th. And 3 is a number, not only for the Trinity, but it's also a number of completion. But it's not just any kind of 3. It's 10 times 3. And 10 is the number for increase. So there is some increase that you're going to be doing, Lord God. This is a special spiritual completion that will be done today. I'm looking under you. My eyes are upon you, Lord God. And then 23 is always the number of exposure. So you're going to expose us, Lord God, by your Spirit to the things that you want us to know today. So far, you move mightily by your Spirit as you ministered, Lord God, even now through apostles. You talked about you as being the great and the terrible God. Hallelujah, mighty. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Say today, kind Heavenly Father, have your way. Do what you do best. Precious Holy Spirit, we're looking to you. You said in the word, Father God, that you said, Precious Holy Spirit, you were leading guide us into all truth. So we're looking to you today. And we give you glory, Father. We give you praise in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Joy, will you come with the word and the message that God has laid upon your heart today?
Oh, okay. Oh, it sounds muffled. Okay. Yeah, okay. Joy was telling me it sounded muffled. I apologize for that. Glory to God. Here comes Joy.
Now
Joy,
you sound
come.
Great. Right now you sound very good and clear.
Wow.
Whatever you do.
Joy, keep on doing it. I think I'm praying that I don't have to get another phone, but Joy is getting ready to come now with the word. Joy, when you get on, I'll go on mute to you while you minister the word that God has on your heart.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Joy.
Yes. Okay, perfect. The title of my message today is The Presence of God. It's the presence of God. Today's scripture comes from Psalms 140:13. Psalm 68 and Psalms 27. That's Psalms 140:13, Psalms 68, and Psalms 27. The righteous will praise you indeed. They will live in your presence. Psalms 140:13. In 2020, celebrations marked the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which gave women the right to vote. One photograph showed marchers with banners with the words of Psalm 68:11 that says, "The Lord giveth the word. The women that publish the tidings are a great host." In Psalm 68, David describes God as the one who leads the oppressed from their captivity. In verse 6, refreshing and renewing his weary people from his bountiful riches in verse 9 and 10. In this Psalms 35 verses, David referenced God 42 times, revealing how constantly being with him at work to rescue them from injustice and suffering. A mighty throng of women proclaims his truth in verse 11. Whether the women who march for voting rights fully understand all that Psalm 68 was declaring Their banners proclaimed a timeless truth. God, the Father to the fatherless, the defender of the widows, in verse 5, goes out before his people, leading them to places of blessing, refreshment, and joy. Be encouraged today. Remember that God's presence has always been with his people, and in a special way with the vulnerable and suffering, as in the past through his spirit. God is still powerful present with us today. It is in the presence of God that we find strength and hope in Psalms 27:1. It is also God's presence that our enemies lose their power over us in Psalms 27:2-3. The writer of Psalms 27 is one of the most important aspects of our spiritual life. Throughout the scripture, we learn about the importance of the presence of God. In Psalms 27:4, the writer of Psalms expresses his desire to dwell within the house of the Lord, to gaze upon God's beauty, and to be in his presence in the temple. In the Old Testament, the presence of God was primary within the temple. But through spending time with God, the psalmist found hope and restoration for his soul. Thanks to Jesus, God's presence is no longer confined to the temple. His presence is now available to us through the Holy Spirit, who dwells within believers. We now have access to God's presence at any time. Just like the writer of Psalms desired to dwell within God's presence, we also should desire to be with God as much as possible. It is find hope, joy, beauty, and the restoration of weary souls. It is important that we spend time with God each and every day. We can do this through regular reading the scripture, reflecting on what we read. We can also spend time in prayer, talking to God about what is happening in our lives. Other ways to spend time in God's presence is simply be aware that he is with you through our daily tasks each day. So one day, I was running errands, and I entered the grocery store at the same time this man with the beanie on that looked like Ice Cube from Friday. Now, he caught my attention. I wasn't scared. He just looked like a dude from the old neighborhood. I grabbed my basket. He went left. I went right. As I'm turning into the sugar aisle, I see him out the corner of my eye in the customer service line. So I'm the only one in the sugar aisle. So I take my time. I'm looking around. I found the perfect bag of sugar at the bottom. Now, I grabbed it, and immediately I sensed something. So I looked up, and the dude with the beanie is standing next to me. I looked up and screamed, "Oh." Then the dude said, "You must have felt my presence." I said, "Yeah, have a nice day," as he walked away. The strange thing is, I didn't hear him walk up by me. The dude didn't grab anything on my aisle. And what black dude you know used the word presence? "You must have felt my presence," he said. Well, if I can feel a stranger's presence, imagine the presence of God that encapsulates us daily when we read his word and praise his name. Be encouraged today. Remember that God's presence has always been with his people in a special way. With the vulnerable and suffering, as in the past through his spirit, God is still powerful and present with us today. Now, after that story, I still have one more story to tell y'all about God's presence. It's about on La Gomera. It's one of the smallest of the Canary Islands. A language that sounds like a bird song is being revived. In a land deep valleys and steep ravines, school children and tourists are learning how whistling was once used to communicate distance up to 2 miles. One goat herder who was using this ancient language once again to communicate with his flock said, "They recognize my whistle. They recognize the presence of my voice." The practice of whistling also show up in the Bible, where God is describing as a shepherd whistling for his sheep. This image can be what the prophet had in mind when he described how God will one day whistle to bring a wandering and scattering people back to himself in Zechariah 10:8. Many years later, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, in John 10:27. That may be the whistling of a shepherd. Sheep don't understand words, but they know the sound, the signals, the shepherd's presence. Misleading voices and distracting noise still compete for our attention today. Yet, God has ways of signaling us, even without words, by events that can be alarming or encouraging. He reminds us of his guiding protection and reassurance of his presence. It's time for you to be in tune with God's presence. Maybe you're with a family or friend. Perhaps you're on your own. If you're alone, remember that Christ is with you. His presence surrounds you. As you think about your day with Jesus, think back over it from morning to night. Bring to mind the moment when you remember that Jesus was with you. Perhaps you experience a deep sense of peace, a burp, a laugh, a feeling of well-being in your spirit or in your body that God gave to you as you as in his presence was upon him, upon you. And it says, you might want to write down how you sense God's presence and what that means to you. Ask God through the Holy Spirit to give you a peaceful day, a sweet sleep with no stress and no nightmares. God fills us with loving, affirming presence through his Son and Spirit. We are never alone. He's always with us. Knowing this amazing truth gives us the courage that when we pray, we listen for his response. And I have a prayer that says, Father, thank you for your constant presence in my life, guiding me and fighting for me when I face trials and injustice. God, continue to be my focus on my daily life. Make your presence known to me. Draw me close to you so that way I can know you more deeply. I want to seek you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God, Joy, for that word on the presence of God, that God's presence is available to us. Hallelujah. I love both of the stories that you told this morning. Now, Amber, will you come with the word that the Lord has laid upon your heart?
Yes. Good morning, everyone. And I really enjoyed that message, Joy. And my message for this morning is God's acceleration. That is God's acceleration. And how no matter how we may think that we might be behind on something or something that God has laid on my heart, God can accelerate things in our lives to make it happen faster, even when we might not think we're qualified or ready for it. But God always gives us divine acceleration. And I'm going to talk about Elijah. And it says in 1 Kings 18:46, and it says, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab in the entrance of Jezreel. And so with acceleration is an increase of how fast something happens per time. And then acceleration is also used in terms of speed. And it's also accelerating something is also going above and beyond what is in natural time. And that also reminds me of the things of supernatural time. And supernatural time goes beyond natural laws and a natural course of how the world works. And that is certainly what happened in 1 Kings 18:46. And in 1 Kings 18:46, Elijah outran a chariot. And that is something that never really happened because he was going up against horses. And horses, you always know about horsepower. Horses are very fast animals. And for Elijah or anyone to really outrun that a horse, they have to have some type of supernatural factor, which is our Father God's help. And it says that the distance that he ran from Mount Carmel to Jezreel was about 20 miles, and that was a long distance for Elijah to run. And running that distance without being a real, like an actual real experienced runner was a serious thing, and that showed how much God was really with him. And it, doing that for this race, for him to run, it was a very fast run. And to outrun the best chariot in Israel with human legs, that is a supernatural thing. And it says that, and a special part of the scripture says that he girded up his loins. And in another translation, it says that he tucked in his cloak into his belt. And with that being said, it seems like when we're going through divine acceleration and God wants us to accelerate us and he's touched our hearts to do something, it may not seem like we might be ready for it. We may not be clothed in the right things or be in the space for that acceleration, but God was still blessing. And it says that Elijah tucked in his cloak and belt and ran ahead of Ahab and all the way to Jezreel. So it didn't matter what he had on. It didn't matter whether imagine trying to run in a long robe and having to tuck in your belt going down. But with God's help and God's acceleration, he ran faster than the chariot. And with God's supernatural acceleration, God will do for us just like he did for Elijah. When the hand of the Lord is upon our lives, he will take what seems to be impossible. He will take what seems to be like we don't have it all together, and he will accelerate it for his glory. And I have some ways, by the grace of God, of how to continually help us for his divine acceleration. The first thing is that we must always be assured that God is at work. You don't have to be living stressed or worried about how things are going to happen or things like that. When God says something on our heart that he wants us to do, we can rest assured that he's already working on it. He's already gone before us to provide a way for the acceleration process to happen. And we can know that God's ways are not our ways, and he's always working behind the scenes for us. He's putting pieces together. He's positioning people for us to bring about his purpose for our lives. And while we are in the divine acceleration process and God's accelerating us, we must never stop doing what God has called us to do on an everyday basis. And it's so important that we continually sharpen and strengthen the gifts that God has given us during the acceleration process. And in the Bible, David really illustrated what it's like to continually sharpen the gifts that God has given us during the acceleration process. In the word, it says that the prophet Samuel had already anointed David as the future king. But yet, David stayed in the field, serving his father and his family. And while David was herding sheep, he would also use his time to worship God with his lyre, which was his harp. And it says he played anointed music, and he wrote prophetic songs. And he was also developing a physical strength in the skill of warfare by protecting the flock from predators. And so while David was working in the pastures, he was preparing for the palace. That is so great that even though God has called us to do great things, he also wants us to continually work on the things that he has blessed us with in the gifts and the talents. And it says later on in 1 Samuel 16:18, we read that King Saul was looking for a musician. And it says in scripture, then one of the servants answered and said, look, I have seen the son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, who is skillful in playing, a mighty man of valor, a man of war, prudent in speech, and a handsome person, and the Lord is with him. So that really shows how people be watching. But David was focusing on just singing praises to the Lord. He didn't even know that no one was watching him, but he was just strengthening his talent. He was constantly just praising the Lord. And they said, oh, yeah, I see the son of Jesse over there. He was sounding good. You should hire him. And in that same way, as God God would allow others to see in higher places, to see how God will anoint us as we continue the things that God wants us to do, whether it's graphics, whether it's helping someone, God will allow the right ones to see that. And finally, when the opportunity arose, David was ready. And David, and we can do as David did. And even though he knew that he had the divine acceleration of being king, he constantly and consistently prepared for that. And then also with divine acceleration, we must also make a fact to always remain kind. It's so important that we remain kind at all times because you never know whom God will use for on our behalf. So we must remain kind to everyone because you don't know who God will use. And it says in Proverbs 19:17, whoever is kind to the poor leads to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they have done. And we can trust God to position the right people around us at the right time. And Joseph knew this as true because God brought the butler into Joseph's prison so that he could tell the Pharaoh about Joseph's gift of being a dream interpreter. And Joseph ministered to that palace servant during the time of his crisis, and the butler later remembered him and spoke to Pharaoh. Now, Joseph, in the middle of jail, he could have said, you know what, I don't feel like interpreting no dreams. Yes, the Lord told me about what your dream meant, but I don't even feel like it. But no, he took the time to talk to the butler. He took the time to interpret the dream, and that's what led the butler to go and tell Pharaoh about him a little later on. So we must know that the kindness that we show others, God will use that as a ripple effect to affect lasting generations, and it will also be a booster to our divine acceleration. And also, with our divine acceleration, we must always continue to serve with excellence. Joseph, again, he served as a prison warden with grace and excellence. And it says in Genesis 39, and it's the last verses, in verses 21, it says that the Lord, it says, but while Joseph was there in the prison, the Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. So the warden put Joseph in charge of all those held in the prison, and he was made responsible for all that was done there. The warden paid no attention to anything under Joseph's care because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did. So imagine, even in jail, even being a prison warden, God still blessed Joseph because he saw that he served with excellence unto God. And even when God has called us for divine acceleration and called us for greater things, we can serve him with all our hearts and honor those that he has called us to serve during those times. And when our acceleration happens, everyone will see the faithfulness that we had unto God and want to celebrate with us the goodness of God even the more. In Colossians 3:23-24, it says, whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as reward, the Lord Christ you are serving. So everything we do, whether we give someone a cup of water, whether we plug in on someone's charger and let them borrow our chargers, our phone chargers, or something like that, it's like we're handing and we're doing it unto our Father God. We're serving our Father God. And God will give us the grace to honor our leaders, even when he has called us beyond them. So even when God has told us something, you know, I called you for a higher position than this, he will still allow us and give us the grace to respect those and treat others kindly during that process. And lastly, we must always trust God's timing. God's acceleration will happen for each and every one of us as we continually listen to him, as we remain faithful to him and praise him and remain kind. But we must trust in God's divine timing as well. So God's divine acceleration will take place when he sees us striving to please him more than anyone else. And in times it may seem like it's taking longer than others might be, other acceleration might be happening faster, but we can trust God in his divine timing. We must know that God sees and he knows all, and he's preparing a way for us. We must know that God already has all our future planned out. He has a greater plan up ahead than we can even imagine. We don't have to live stressing, oh, Lord, how is this going to happen? He already has it worked out. It is so important that we know that God's divine acceleration is for our good and that will not harm us and it won't come with stress. Psalms 37:23-24 says, the Lord makes firm the steps of those who delight in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall. The Lord upholds him with his hand. God upholds us with his hand. And also, we must know that with God's divine acceleration, it always comes with recovery, and it happens quickly and suddenly. But we can always be assured that when God's timing for our acceleration comes, nothing and no one can stand in God's way of making that happen for us. So I pray that God will just bless each and every one of us with his great acceleration, the things that we have been believing for, the things that he has told us in our hearts that he wants us to do, even if it was 10, 20 years ago. I'm praying that God would just spring it forth immediately and suddenly and give us each acceleration for the things that he wants to do in our lives. And I pray that God will continue to grace us to remain kind, to continue to serve others with excellence, and that he will bless each and every one of us during our acceleration time. God bless you all.
Glory to God. God bless you, Amber. I thank God for that word on God's divine acceleration. Glory to God. What a great message. I thank God for you and for Joy, her message on the presence of God, that God's presence is available to us. And your word that God gave you is on God's divine acceleration. I thank God for you and for that word today. Glory to God. Joy, I'm going to ask, if I happen to get muffled again, come and let me know. Can you hear me pretty good, Apostle? Am I clear this time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you all so much. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to thank God for today again for being with you all on this fifth Sunday. And the word that God has placed upon my heart today is understanding what happens when we decree and declare God's word. Understanding what happens when we decree and declare God's word. Every Sunday here at East St. Louis Christian Center Church, Apostle Barbara Kizzy encourages us to be fully engaged, especially when we decree and declare the word of God. In Job 22 and verse 28, it says, as she reads each week, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. One translation says, it shall be established unto thee. Another translation says, it shall come to thee. It will be done for you. It will happen. We must understand what happens when we decree and declare God's word. In Proverbs 4 and verse 7, it says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all that getting, get understanding. We must understand that all heaven backs the word of God as we speak them. The Father is watching over his word to perform it. The Son, Jesus Christ, is the high priest of the words of the mouth of our mouth as we speak them forth. The precious Holy Spirit is the one who's hovering over us and in us to bring that word to pass. And the angels in heaven will back and work and run speedily to bring the word to pass as we speak them. And so today God wants to encourage us that as we begin, because if we can understand that God wants us to participate in what he's doing in our lives by speaking forth his word, decreeing it, declaring it. Now first, we must understand that the Father is watching over his word to perform it. When we begin to speak in line with God's word, God is watching over that word. In Jeremiah 1, verse 11 and 12, it says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. It is very important that when we're decreeing and we're declaring the word, we must understand that God himself says, I am watching over my word to perform it. I'm watching. In the ASV Bible, it says, for I watch over my word to perform it. In the Amplified Bible, it says, you've well seen, for I'm actively watching over my word to fulfill it. In the AMPC, it says, you've seen well, for I'm alert and active, watching over my word to perform it. One translation says, I am watching to make sure my words come true. So when we began to decree and declare a thing in line with God's word, we're speaking what God says about it. God says, I'm going to make sure that my words come true. Then the next is we have all heaven is backing. Not only the Father is watching over the word, the Son, Jesus Christ, is the high priest of the words of our mouth. In Hebrews 3 and verse 1, it says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. That word profession there, as you look in many, many translations of the Bible, it says, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, even Jesus. Remember that the moment we speak the word of God, Jesus Christ, the apostle and high priest, he will begin to bring those words to pass in our lives. So we have the Father who's watching over his word as we speak them to bring them to pass. See, God wants to motivate us. God wants to encourage us to speak in line with him and his word so that he can bring it to pass, that Jesus Christ will bring it to pass. Then we have the precious Holy Spirit. He is the one who hovers over us and moves over us and now in us, waiting on one thing. Spirit waits on one thing for the word to be spoken so he could bring it to pass. In Genesis 1, verse 1 through 3, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. It was just chaos everywhere. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. The precious Holy Spirit is the one who's hovering and moving over us, waiting on one thing for the word to be spoken. In John 14 and verse 6, it says, and now Jesus said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth. One translation says, he is the Holy Spirit who will lead you into all truth. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Now, have you ever seen somebody said, if you could pet your head, I want you to try a little exercise right now. Can you pet your head and rub your stomach at the same time? You know, we used to say, can you pet your head and rub your stomach at the same time? Well, think about it. The precious Holy Spirit is not only hovering over us, moving over us, but now because of Jesus Christ, he is now in us. And he's hovering and moving, waiting on one thing, for us to speak that word, to decree and declare in agreement with God and his word what he says about us and what he has given unto us. The word of God says, hallelujah, again in the NLT Bible, it says he is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. Hallelujah. It said, but you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. And that's what he is. Just as on the day of creation, he was moving over all that chaos, waiting on one thing, for the word of God to be spoken. And when the word of God was spoken, let there be light, the Holy Spirit said, he's like the building agent. They have a cartoon that they used to have on called Bob the Builder. They said, Bob the Builder, he can build it. Bob the Builder, yes, he can. Well, the precious Holy Spirit is the building agent. When the word is spoken, when we speak forth the word of God, the Holy Spirit says, I'm right here. I'll build it. I'll bring it to pass. Glory to God. So we find out that we've got the Father who's watching over his word to perform it. We've got Jesus Christ as the high priest of the words of our mouth. We've got the precious Holy Spirit who's hovering over us and moving over us and in us, waiting on one thing for us to speak the word so he can build it and bring it to pass. And then lastly, the angels of God. The angels of God, our angels are waiting for us to speak the word so they can be active on our behalf. In Psalms 103 and verse 20, it says, bless the Lord, you his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word, listening unto the voice of his word. In the New King James Version, it says, bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Then in the NASB Bible, the New American Standard Bible says, they said, bless the Lord, you his angel, mighty in strength, who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word. Our angels are waiting for us to speak the word so that they can be active on our behalf. In Hebrews 1 and verse 14, it says, are they not all ministering angels sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? It says in one translation, are not the angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? The angels have been sent to minister and serve us, but they move as the word is spoken. Then today, I believe that there's excitement in heaven today. The angels are excited. The Lord showed me one time, I think about almost 20-some years ago, with this particular message. He said, some people's angels are saying, my human child of God, don't give me anything to do. And they're sitting there. They're crowded into that room, or they're sitting there. And they said, give me something to do. Speak the word. Speak the word so I can run and go do what needs to be done. Speak the word. And so I believe that the angels in heaven and the angels around us are excited because they said, my human child of God, hallelujah, is going to begin to speak so I can just speak the word of God, decree and declare a thing so it can be established, so it can be performed, so I can run swiftly. And the word of God says in Psalms 147 and verse 15, it says that when the word is spoken, that it actually runs swiftly. God's word runs swiftly. One translation says, God's word flies. In Daniel 10, verse 11 and 12, Daniel 10, 11 and 12, and that's a key scripture right here. And the angel came to Daniel, and he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. When he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Verse 12 says, then he said unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy word. The first day that David began to speak the word of God out, the angel said, I heard you from the first day that you spoke. Your words were heard. And the angel said, I've come for thy word. That's Daniel 10, verse 11 and 12. And then Daniel 9, verse 20 through 23, it says, and while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God, for the holy mountain of my God. Yes, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, that's an angel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swift the time of the evening oblation. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. He says in verse 23, at the beginning of thy supplication, the commandment came forth, and I have come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. He's at the beginning, when you begin to speak for it, he said, you're greatly loved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. That's why when we decree and declare a thing, and God is calling us to step up, to begin to step up. Hallelujah. God wants us to understand what happens when we decree and declare his word. That we must understand that all heaven backs the word of God as we speak them. There's a prolific speaker of God's word. Her name is Cindy Trim. And she began to, God gave her that word to speak that word out, to speak it out of her mouth. And she began to see marvelous, wonderful, awesome things begin to happen. The pressure I could see, spirit, what the Father said, now I can hasten to perform what Cindy Trim is saying. Jesus said, I'll be the high priest of the words of her mouth as she speaks them out. The precious Holy Spirit says, I can build that. I can do that. And the angel says, yes, I can run swiftly and go and run on their behalf. Glory to God. I heard when Apostle began to play the song that this week will be a week of miracles. Speaking something different, claiming something different. God wants us to speak the word. I remember this past Friday, there was something we were to attend on Saturday yesterday. And in the natural, there was not things available, funds available to do certain things in order to accomplish this out. And the Lord said to me on Friday, he said, I want you to begin to speak that word. And so I went to Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. And I began to speak out that God, you said, I'm the head and we're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath, Lord God, coming in. We're blessed coming out. And I went all the way over and began to speak Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. And then in the morning when I woke up on Saturday, and I, my phone was going out like it's doing today, was doing today. And it was the charge on it was going out. But I looked in my thing up here, and God had blessed what we needed in order to accomplish that which he had called us to do. God said, Helen, you've got to continue to speak forth my word. He said, in the area of healing last night, when there was pain in my body, God said, now speak the word that by the stripes of Jesus, you are and were healed, Helen. He said, speak the word over every single aspect of your life. That's why some of us have to prepare our own prayer book so that we can turn that word, get the scripture that accounts for us, that Isaiah 54:17, I decree and declare no weapon formed against me or us shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against me in judgment shall be declared to be in the wrong. I decree and declare that God blesses me. He prospers me. I'm in health, even as my soul prospers. As we begin to speak forth that word, the Father, remember again as we close today, that the Father himself is watching over his word to perform it. The Son, Jesus Christ, is the high priest of the words of our mouth. He's the one that says, you speak it out, I'll bring it to pass. The precious Holy Spirit, he is the one who is constantly, every day, hovering over us, moving over us, and in us now, waiting on one thing, for that word to be spoken, so he can build it. Let there be light. Let there be healing, health, and wholeness in your body today. Let there be prosperity, plenty, more than enough, and blessed to be a blessing. Let there be peace that passes all understanding, that will keep your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. Let it be manifested in your life and in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then lastly, we said that the angels of God are waiting for us to speak. Oh, put your angels, let them go to be active. The word of God, as we speak the word of God, they're listening, they're hearkening, they're waiting on one thing. For us to speak that word, and then they'll begin to run swiftly. Because remember again, they told Daniel, the very day you begin to pray and to begin to speak that word, the angel said, I've come for your words. I've come for your words. So I thank God for today. I thank God for that word, that God wants us to understand what happens when we decree and declare his word. And that we will understand, must understand. I pray this motivates our hearts to speak the word of God. Sometimes we may say we don't have time, but there's 24 hours in a day. And we can take that time to begin to speak what God says. And I want to challenge you this week. Every person that will listen to this message and that will listen to this message today, I want to challenge you to get your scriptures that God is laying upon your heart and speak the word out. And then let all heaven, back that word and bring it to pass in your life and in your family's life. If it's a word of healing, get all the healing scriptures you know and then convert them into a prayer. I'm getting ready to close, Apostle. I'm moving, trying not to move my hand, but there's something I needed to say. I have a little booklet that God had me to make many years ago. And in one part of the book, I have, on one day I have, where I have, on the chapter 11 of the book is divine health. So I got all the scriptures that I could get on healing, and I turned them into a prayer. One, I'll just give one. Exodus 23, verse 25 and 26. I said, Holy Father, I apply, I receive, decree, and declare, as I worship and serve you, I thank you for blessing my food and drink, for taking sickness, weakness, and disease from the midst of me. Thank you, kind Heavenly Father, that nothing will be barren or miscarry in my land, and the number of my days when you fulfill. Then in chapter 12, I have the chapter on peace. So we've been given a legacy of peace. And the word of God says, and I'm only going to read one, where he begins to tell us that he leaves us my peace. He says, I'm going to get that. He said in John 14:27, I decree and declare, Lord God, that you left peace with me. Your own peace have you given and bequeathed to me. Not as the world have you given this peace to me. And I that's when we let down our hearts. I let not my heart be troubled. Neither do I let it be afraid. Hallelujah. So we have where there are scriptures. Then I have another chapter on divine prosperity. That I got as many scriptures as I could. Psalm 35:27. I decree and declare, precious Heavenly Father, let those who favor my righteous cause and have pleasure in my uprightness shout for joy. Said, let you, Lord God, be magnified who takes pleasure in my prosperity and in my well-being. Get your own book. Begin to convert those scriptures, Psalms 91, for protection and deliverance. Begin to put those down. And I got Deuteronomy 28, 1 through. I went through 1 through 14, and then I went on to 15 through 27. I'm sorry, 15 through 68, and had it converted into a prayer. But we can do that on our own. So remember today again, bottom line and summary, God wants us to understand what happens when we decree and declare his word, and that we must understand that all heaven backs the word of God as we speak them, the Father, the Son, the precious Holy Spirit, and the angels in heaven will back and work the word of God when we speak them. I turn it back over to you, Apostle. God bless.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You said it too, Pastor Bob. We both said hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh, good word. Every word was good. Hallelujah. With Minister Joy, the presence of God. Hallelujah. And she just said so much with just even to be aware of the presence of God. Amen. And Minister Joy, when you started giving the account of the man in the grocery store with the beanie hat on, and you went one way, he went the other way, and he ended up coming over by you. It was like I could see all of that. And I was like, get away from her. Amen. And, you know, that you could, all of a sudden, you could feel his presence. And, you know, I know that, like, with the Lord, when I first began to perceive his presence, it was just amazing to me. You know, I knew I could perceive his presence at home, but at that time I was still working, you know, in a secular job, and I'm sitting at my computer typing, and all of a sudden I'm perceiving the presence of God around me. Hallelujah. And as you said, he doesn't leave us. You know, he's with us. Wherever we are, he is there. Amen. And that we should spend time with God, pray, reflect on the scripture, and be aware that he's with us. So thank you. Thank you, Minister Joy. And then with Minister Amber, God's divine celebration. Oh, my goodness. You know, I hadn't really looked into how many miles Elijah ran faster than the chariot, but that was really something. He ran 20 miles and ran faster than the horses and the chariot. That's God's divine acceleration. Hallelujah. Then he had to gird up his loins, pull that robe up so he could really run. Thank you for that. That was so good. And also to remember that, you know, that God has provided. He's worked things out for us already. Hallelujah. And to remain kind. That's something God's been talking to me about. Remain kind. you know, through everything. And trust God's timing. Hallelujah. Amen. And I, you know, I've seen how God can expand time and contract time, where it looks like something is going to be like forever before it actually happens. And then all of a sudden, boom, it happens, and everything is moving quickly. And, you know, I was thinking about how we were, well, praying and believing that Mom's insurance was going to pay for this special mattress that she needed. And, we talked to people. We talked to the insurance company, the doctor's office, the other people about it, the provider that sends the equipment, all of that. And it seemed like it was taking forever. And then suddenly it got approved. And by the next day, the mattress was being delivered. Glory to God. Amen. So it was like his divine acceleration, that it just happened so quickly when it did happen. And so, you know, it's so important to hold on to hope and trusting that God's going to do what he says he's going to do. And then Pastor Price, understanding what happens when we declare and decree. Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you so much for saying that. That was so good. Amen. And, you know, when we declare and decree, you know, to know that the Father, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the angels, you know, that we really have, well, that all heaven is backing up the word of God that we declare and decree. Amen. And that's why we need to be fully engaged, not mealy mouth, not like iffy, but really fully engaged, declaring and decreeing the word of God and expecting that God is going to perform his word without a shadow of a doubt. Hallelujah. Amen. All heaven backs the word of God. And, you know, the Holy Spirit is waiting for the word to perform it. Amen. And the angels are waiting for the word to perform it. And and then also for us to prepare our own prayer book, our own declarations about healing and prosperity, you know, as we go through the Bible. And, you know, the Lord has started me doing something like that, is to, there are certain prayers that he'll have me praying, that, you know, that I speak out, and, you know, and I see them come to pass. You know, of course, you know, one of the prayers is, an injury symptom cannot set in. It cannot lay hold. It cannot go its normal course. You know, the blood of Jesus is over it. And so he's had us to pray prayers like that, and we've seen it come to immediately. Amen. And so, and then I want to say quickly about the angels. When you said the angels are just waiting around to serve us, they're ready to go and do. But just before the pandemic, I can recall that January before the pandemic, I saw a lot of angelic activity in my bedroom. And today, you know, I wondered, you know, why I was seeing so much. And this has been, about 3 years now. I mean, they were just hovering in the air, the way that I see the presence. And it was like, you know, little clouds and light and, you know, all kinds of things in my bedroom. And when you were speaking just now about the angels, I got a revelation. You know, many years ago, the Lord had me to dispatch legions of angels, and miracles happened when he had me to do that. That's a story I've told before, and maybe I'll tell it again one day. But the short story is the Lord had me to dispatch legions of angels into this area, a certain area in New Jersey, around Edison, New Jersey, and now it's called Miracle in Edison because there was a huge fire that came up, and that came from the ground, came up in the air, and thousands of people were in that area, and nobody died. And the fire was so intense that it was burning up tires. And so it was melting tires, excuse me, completely melting tires, and no one who lived in that complex died. What came to me was that the pandemic was about to happen, and the angels were all gathered around saying, you know, she sent us somewhere before. Maybe she'll send us somewhere again. You know? And I'm trying to go back and remember what happened. The Lord will bring it back to my remembrance. But I know that there's a prayer that he has me to pray over angels when I see angelic presence and do the will of God, you know. And so that's a prayer that I pray if ever I see angelic presence like that, to let them know, go on, go forth and do the will of the Lord. Amen. So I was just blessed by the word. I want to give you all an opportunity to even encourage the women of God. You can press your number one key. I'm going to be right back. I want to give someone an opportunity or someone to an opportunity to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. In the meantime, go ahead and press your number one key. And I'm going to be back with you in just a few moments. And then when we finish, we'll let Pastor Price give closing remarks and closing prayer. So if you heard this today, you just got so blessed. Ooh, the presence of God. God's going to bring supernatural or divine acceleration. And when we speak the word of God out of our mouths, and you might have heard that and said, whoa, I want to be a part of that. Count me in on that. Well, the first way that you get counted in on all that is to receive the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you're not sure that you are born again, this is your day. This is your time. Even if it's the year 2055, it's somewhere in the future, this is your time. Hallelujah. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. God loves you so much. He wants you to be saved. He wants you to have everlasting life. Romans 10:9 lets you know exactly how to receive everlasting life. It says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So what that means, confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe by faith that what the word of God says is true. Glory, hallelujah. No, none of us was here 2,000 years ago. We must believe by faith to receive Jesus. So right now, repeat this prayer after me. Hallelujah. Make that decision in your heart. Repeat this prayer after me with your mouth. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
believe
you died for me.
You died for me.
And God raised you.
And God raised you
from the dead.
From the dead.
Forgive me.
Forgive
of
me.
All my sins.
Of all my sins.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your way.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
Be
you
follow
and
me.
Now I know. I'm saved. I'm born again.
I'm born again.
And heaven is my home.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
And heaven is
amen.
Amen.
And heaven is your home.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We want to welcome you. We want to welcome you into the kingdom of God and his righteousness right now. You are a child of God. Hallelujah. He loves you, and now he can take care of you the way that you need to be taken care of. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. I keep going into tongues. Somebody got saved. Somebody got saved. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank God. Last night I spoke on a program, and I'm so used to speaking on, you know, the radio and people not hearing people's immediate reaction. And I had them to pray the prayer of salvation, and it was a whole bunch of them. I was online, and they were in a group in person. And they started repeating after me, and I was like, whoa, hold on a second. That's a lot of people. So it was such a blessing last night. Amen. And people got saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you prayed that prayer for the first time. We pray over you right now. We thank you, Lord God, that you fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right. Power to do right. Power to walk right. Power to talk right. Hallelujah. Power to read the word of God and understand it, because your presence is there with them all the time. And then power to speak in their own prayer language. Out of their belly right now flows rivers of living water. And your tongues are your prayer language, is released in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, before we open up the lines, I see you, Minister Faye, with your number one key pressed. Anyone else, you can press your number one key. We want to let you know about what's going on in the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Hey, we're going into the month of May starting tomorrow. Glory to God. And let me just say, next Sunday, it'll be May 7th already. Next Sunday is the first Sunday, and you know what that is. That's our tag team preaching Sunday. So anyone can tag team preach. You have 5 minutes. You can read a scripture, give us a topic, and expound on it. You have 5 minutes. That's a good amount of time. You can also read from your devotional, or you can just read some scriptures. Give us some scripture showers. As Pastor Price said today, I would like to even challenge you to come up with at least one declaration, your own declaration that you will declare, that you want to declare and decree over you, your family, and the atmosphere as you're reading the Bible this week. Come up with one declaration. Amen. Along with, you know, whatever you're going to say for your tag team preaching. If you have a song, a special song that you want to hear, let me know about that. At least by Friday. Let me know by Friday. Find it on YouTube and send me the link from YouTube, and we'll have that song queued up for you on next Sunday as well. Hallelujah. We also have communion on next Sunday, the first Sunday. You just bring some bread, cracker, juice, water, whatever you have, and we have a wonderful anointed time, the presence of God upon you as we commune together. Hallelujah. So join us next Sunday, the 7th of May, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And we're here every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Amen. Hey, and that following Sunday is Mother's Day. So, yeah, we will be here for Mother's Day as well. Monday, every Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, where she digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. It's called A Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, that's our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where we have four people volunteer to pray in tongues, and then we have interpretation of tongues as well. That's an awesome, awesome time. On Wednesday, two different Wednesdays in the month, we have the second Wednesday. On the second Wednesday, we have our healing service. That's going to be the 10th of May, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. East, and set your cell phone alarms. Mark your calendars, because that's God always shows up and somebody always gets healed. Hallelujah. So, and then we have Elder Philip Hockey and his wife, Minister Linda Hockey, as our co-host. Amen. Then on the fourth Wednesday of every month, our newest broadcast is Anointed Pandemic Babies. And we're finding more and more God is talking to us about these Anointed Pandemic Babies. We've been talking about them. We've been praying for them and their parents. Praise God. And he's been giving us revelation about what's going on with these babies. Amen. So join us on Wednesday, the 24th of May, Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on every Thursday, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And this month, we have Wise Mothers. We didn't do Wise Mothers last year, but we're going to do Wise Mothers this year, every Thursday in May. And guess who the first mother's going to be? Pastor Mom. Amen. She's like, oh, Lord. Well, hey, she's the wisest mother I know. Amen. And she's been a mother for almost 75 years. So you know she has some wisdom that she can share with us. So we're going to start off with her. So every Thursday in the month of May, we're going to have Wise Mothers. Amen. So hallelujah. And I think I said 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Okay, Minister Faye, we're going to open up your lines. I don't see anybody else's number one. Hopefully the number one key is working. And Minister Faye, opening up your line now. Welcome, Minister
Faye. Okay, thank you. I just wanted to encourage the minister that gave the lesson, Divine Acceleration. Because it's not something that we often hear, but it's very much needed. I had a minister over in Lovejoy, Illinois, Pastor William H. Turner, you might have heard of, that expired on the 28th. But it was things I meant to do. It was things I meant to say. And it wasn't that I wasn't working for the Lord. It was just, you know how things get in your way. But
yes.
With the things that are going on in today's world, we just need to be more mindful and accelerate some things in our lives.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. You know, and I've seen times where it kind of looked like, you know, it was missed, But thing is, and I've seen this, I've seen God do this, you know, the things that people need to hear, he has a backup. He has a ram in a bush. You know, I went and prayed for this man. You know, we got there just in time. We were praying all the way there that he would not pass away because we knew he wasn't saved. And we prayed and prayed, and the Lord said, if he does go, I'll raise him up because he needs to be saved. When we got there, he was still there. We ministered to him. He got saved that night. But this is the point I'm making. The next day, a lady came in, and she was going to pray the prayer of salvation with him. She was going to make sure that this man got saved. And I said, thank you, Lord. You let me see the ram in the bush, you know, in case we had turned around, couldn't make whatever, whatever. But God will make sure it happens. Amen. Thank you, Minister Faye. God bless.
Thank you.
Amen. Minister Rachel and family, opening up your line now. Anyone else? You still have a little time here. Press your number one key. Minister Rachel and family, welcome.
Hi, I'd like to say hi to everyone. Hi, Apostles, God Mom, God Aunts, God Cousins. God bless you all, Mrs. Covenant Faith. That is such a blessing. Listen to how mighty God was through y'all and all the encouragement. Yes, while y'all was saying some things, I was decreeing some things too. Yes. And also, yes, I definitely... Lord willing that he would bless us to see the next Sunday, yes, we'll say a declaration that he has been given to us to say his word over
all right.
Over our neighborhoods, over our families, over our generation, over the generations to come, as Jesus should tarry. So God is a good God, and so, yes, we got to decree his word because he will perform his word. And there is going to be a performance of the words that were spoken in everybody's state, city, and country. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And I just thank him for all the words from all that who was used and open to his will today. May he keep y'all strong. And that virtue that y'all released out to us, may he release back into you 100-fold. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Rachel. And I know I would say that that's a gift in you and in your children, declaring and decreeing into the atmosphere. Praise God.
And also, so, I want to sing some more. Psalm 105. I was like, when you were singing, I was like, God, I wanted to sing it again.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the Lord is good.
So
we'll sing with you. I was like, if you want to sing next Sunday with you, we'll sing it with you.
Okay,
but we
let's
like
do
to
it.
Yeah, but we like to repeat the other part, like, for his mercy, wait a minute, for the Lord is good, his mercy's everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good. His mercy everlasting and his truth endures to all. We like singing that part a lot because the truth do endure.
And his truth
endures to all.
Yes.
And his truth endures to all. And his truth endures to all generations. Because it does. As we decree God's word in our life, in our children's life, in our grandkids' life, in our great-grandkids' life, it shall endure to all generations for his glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that there'll be a performance of Isaiah of 54, verse 13 and 14. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. And great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness, because that's God's righteousness. Shall thou be established, and thou shalt be far from oppression. Because when you're in the righteousness of God, you are far from oppression, and you are far from terror. It shall not touch thee. And I just thank God for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
I love Pastor Mom. I just thank God for the youth he put through her. keeper. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Rachel.
Mom.
Oh, you saying something, Mom?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, she said thank you. Amen.
You well?
Amen. And I wanted to mention this. Ministry Lane, I see you. I'm going to open up your line. You know, if you would like to give directly to the Memphis Covenant Faith Church, you can, if the Lord leads you to seed into them today or whenever, they do have a Cash App. And their Cash App is, they have a couple of Cash Apps. To you all. But anyway, their Cash Apps are $2CASHI. $CASHI. The other Cash App is $GloryToGod39. And the two in Glory to God is T-O. So GloryToGod39. Amen. So at any time the Lord leads you, because, I mean, they are such a blessing, you know, to sow into this anointed family who ministers together. Amen. Minister Elaine, good to see you this morning. Welcome.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning,
amen.
Pastor Mom. Good morning, Apostle. Good morning, Pastor Price. And Minister Joy and Minister Amber. Hallelujah. I just want to say I enjoyed the word that came forth this morning. And great teaching, great confirmation of what God has been saying. Just always says, you know, the word excites me, you know. And when you said all heaven backs the word of God, I was like, yes, it is. It is the word of God. You know, it cannot fail. You know, just so much was said, and I just want to say thank you for just continually putting the word out there, continually saturating the atmosphere with God's truth. And it just continues to water us, continues to just encourage us and revive us and let us know the word is reliable. We can stand on it. It will not return void. So, and it's powerful. All that it stands for, it's mighty. It's awesome. If we just go ahead and speak it and believe it, hallelujah. And, you know, years ago, and I, you know, couldn't understand it, but the Lord gave me, you know, my original company was named was Precious Word, and it still is Precious Word. And I was like, yes, Lord, the word is so precious. You know, as I, you know, grow in Christ, I get more in understanding how precious it is. But I just wanted to say how blessed I was this morning. And I have someone else on the line with me. I'm not quite sure if she wants to say anything, but let's give her a moment.
Okay.
Praise the Lord, everybody. It's Apostle Patrice. I wasn't going to say anything, but hi. I'm so grateful to be here because I haven't been able to get on because of reasons that things have changed with the calling plan. But Minister Elaine and I were talking. She said she was getting on. I said, well, patch me in. And God is so awesome because the word was good. And it was a reminder. And it stirred me back up about giving angels charge. The Lord showed me years ago that about them hearkening unto our voice. And because when we speak, the angels hear. When we speak God's word, the angels hear God. So he gave me a vision of the angels, you know, like, well, my God shall supply all our needs, my needs according to his riches and glory. So they're running. But then you call up Ministry Lane or Susie Q or whoever and say, I don't know what I'm going to do. I got this bill due, da-da, yada. The angels stop. Now you got to start all over again because of your confession. So it all goes hand in hand with acceleration and your confession. And, oh, it was so juicy and meaty, and it was so delicious. I was so glad I could eat from your table this morning. Thank you so much, and bless everyone. It was good hearing everyone.
Amen. And, hey, when you said it's delicious, that reminded me of your mom.
Yeah.
That's what she used to say about the word. God, praise God. Thank you. Good to hear your voice today.
Same here. Bless everyone. Bless you. Hi, Mama.
Amen. This Apostle Patrice is saying hi, Mama.
Hi. I'm glad to hear your voice.
Aww.
Same here. It's always a pleasure.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all so much. Hallelujah. All right. I don't see anybody else with their number one key pressed. So, Pastor Price, your line is open. And wait, Pastor Mom, did you want to say anything before Pastor Price gives her closing remarks?
I guess not. It was just nice.
It was nice?
Uh-huh.
Everything.
Everything was nice.
Amen. And she was awake, too. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Pastor Price, you can comment or however you want to do it and close us out.
Glory to God. God bless you, Apostle, and all, and Pastor Ma, and all of the precious saints. I thank God for each one of you and for the words of encouragement given to my daughters and myself and by the Holy Spirit. I know that this was a God-ordained moment. The word excited me. This word that the Lord gave to me, I can remember the first, one of the last times I can remember preaching it was when I was pregnant with Amber, and I was preaching at a church in Bethel in New York, off 125th Street in New York City at the church called Bethel. And they put me a chair in the front of the church, and I can remember sitting there and standing first. I prayed for people till 3 o'clock in the morning. And I can remember that as the Lord gave me that message about how all heaven backs his word, and that the Father, the Son, the precious Holy Spirit, and the angels are ones that will go forth as we speak the word. So it just was a reminder for me. And I said, it's something that we can be speaking the word for 20-some years. Sometimes we'll stop. As I heard Apostle Patrice say, we can, you know, we remember when God would speak to us, that the angels will hearken to the voice of his word in our lives. And then we'll do it, and then all of a sudden we'll stop. We always have to have a reminder and faith. So I thank God for the word today. And I give God the glory and praise. And again, thank you for all of East St. Louis Christian Center Church for allowing me to us and our family and our church to be here and to fellowship with you all on that fifth Sunday. And so as I come today, I love this particular scripture in Jude, this benediction, that now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name, amen. I turn it back over to you, Apostle. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And we're going to go ahead and close. Once again, we appreciate you, Pastor Price, the Memphis Covenant Faith Church. You know, we're always excited about this fifth Sunday when you all come to minister. And so thank you. Thank you all so much. Amen. So we're going to close today with the miracle song, Miracle This Week, because this was blessing me. And I think some people were not on when we first heard this song. So you'll get to hear it now, part of it. and it's called Miracle This Week by Anthony Brown. God bless you all. Have a blessed rest of the day.
Tell your neighbor, you're looking at one. You're looking at one. You're looking at one. You have no idea what God has brought me out of. You can't even tell when you look at me. I've been in a season of miracles. This is...
I'm speaking something different.